All right. Now, Conversation Nation, I am Larry. She is Nikki. You probably get a sense of what we're going to talk about. No, it's not going to be R. Kelly. No, it's not going to be Kodak Black. Thank God. We're about to talk about Aisha Curry because everybody's been talking about it. It seems like most men are on the same side, and it seems like most women are on the same side.
I'll go sexist right now.
I'll go first, since Nikki always goes first.
Yep.
I don't think she should have said that shit. I don't think she should have said it. It was stupid. I want to know what her end game is. If you're wondering, I understand that she probably doesn't. She's probably not just saying, "Hey guys, you know, give me attention." I'm pretty sure she's not saying that. But if you're wondering it, then you have to have an end game. Like, you have to have something in mind as to why you are wondering this. So what are you wondering? Because saying that in public, a regular woman saying that, that's not famous, that's not like nationally known, is, that's disrespect to her husband. But she is known, and her husband is known worldwide. So her saying that is, to me, that is deeply, even if it's unintentional, that's disrespectful to him and to her marriage. And again, I just want to know the purpose. Why do you wonder what's wrong with you to someone else? You are not married to any other guy on this planet. You married to Steph Curry. The only opinion that should matter about what may or may not be wrong with you should be his. So I don't get that. And I don't accept this excuse that, oh, well, guys, you know, they sometimes go out with, if they married or in a relationship or something like that, they go out sometimes and get women's number trying to see if they still got it. I don't buy that, because women don't like that. And y'all look at that like it's wrong. So this got to be wrong too. And two wrongs don't make a right.
My opinion is just based on the fact of confidence, solely based on confidence, especially with being around something so public. And she's not very well known. Like, I doubt the whole world knows Steph Curry's wife.
Maybe not the whole world, but definitely everyone in most of the country knows Steph Curry's wife.
I didn't know Steph Curry's wife until the story. I would not be able to automatically, before the story, I wouldn't automatically be able to pass by her and be like, yep, that's Steph Curry. That's Mrs. Curry right there. I wouldn't be able to know that. But knowing that Steph, like, because I know Steph Curry, I would be able to, you know, if he was on my block, I would be like, oh my God, that's Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. He's well known. He is very public. A lot of people would at least be able to identify him and know where he is. So a lot of women can attack him, and a lot of women can compliment him on how he looks and everything, especially being not so much in the light as his wife, in my opinion. I would think that with all those compliments and no one's not even looking your way, you tend to lose yourself. You tend to think, there has to be something. When you're somewhere where there's a whole bunch of people around you and you have 1,001 people walking up to you next to your husband going, oh my God, you look good. It's not we look great, it's he looks great. It's he looks great. Everything's he looks great. And I'm like, I would appreciate the, because he's my husband. I would be like, okay, yeah, that's wonderful. He looks great, but do I not look nice also?
I don't buy this. I don't buy this. I really don't buy this. No. Absolutely not. I don't understand this. Because I can understand there are some women that have self-esteem issues and they wonder about how they look to other people and shit like that. But you already married. You have reached the goal. You have someone that you know finds you sexy physically, personality wise, mentally, all that. So I don't understand why you would worry about what is the purpose of you worrying about what someone else outside of your marriage thinks about how you look. Like, I don't get that. I don't get it at all. Because what would be the purpose? Let's say somebody somewhere found her sexy and she knew. What then?
Then it's just a good feeling. Just like how when someone...
So she don't get a good enough feeling like that from her husband?
Well, do you get a good enough feeling when it's just your mom giving you a compliment? And it's only your mom? Like, are you the one that it's not good enough?
First of all, that's not the same thing. First of all, that is not the same thing.
To me, it kind of is. Because the thing is that your family member, even if it was my boyfriend, if my boyfriend always told me, hey, you look beautiful. If I have a self-esteem issue and I know he's going to tell me I look beautiful, I know for a fact, because that's going to, to him, that's going to make me happy. I'm not feeling that that's going to be at least enough, because I know he's automatically going to say it. He's probably saying out the kindness of his heart. He could be lying, but just to be nice to me, a stranger wouldn't be automatically be like, wow, damn, she looks good.
But see, that's my point. That's my point right there. Because saying that, I understand the self-esteem. I understand. I don't think she has a self-esteem issue. If she does, no one else knows about it. If she does, no one else knows about it. But let's go with the information that we have, being that she has no known self-esteem issues. So we're going to go with she don't have any self-esteem issue. Especially the way she talk about other people and talk down on other folks. And the way she's done that in the past. I'm just going to go with she ain't got no self-esteem issues. If you don't have any self-esteem issues and you looking at your boyfriend or your husband like, oh, yeah, you telling me I look sexy, but you supposed to say that. Like, that makes no sense. Because that's why I said a parent telling you that you look good is not the same as your boyfriend or something, because that's at one. Your parent has always been your parent since the day you were born. That's been your parent. So yeah, they do. They're not gonna tell you shit that's gonna fuck up your self-esteem like that. But your boyfriend or your husband has not always been your boyfriend or your husband. At some point, they were a stranger, just like all these other strangers that she's wondering about. That she don't get any attention from. And so at one point, he was just like them. Didn't know you. Probably thought you looked good. Probably thought you had a cool attitude or something like that. So then once you got with him, and once you wanted to get with him, then okay, that's who you wanted. You wanted him. You wanted that guy. You didn't want any other guy, because you would have been with any other guy. So that is why I say his opinion should be the only one that matters, because that's the only person that you wanted. So what is the purpose, barring some kind of self-esteem issues, what is the purpose of her saying that? Like, if you feel it, then I get that. Like, if you feel it, then I ain't got too much to say about it, because you can't help feeling. But I don't understand why you would say that out loud, because you have to know how that makes him look and how it makes him feel. Me personally, if I got a girlfriend and she tell me, oh, well, if I hear her tell somebody else, I don't get any attention from other guys, I'm going to walk right at her face. What the fuck you need attention from other dudes for? Why? What is you trying to do? Like, you don't get enough attention from me?
I completely get your point of view on that. It's just, I don't know, I would say it's just that good feeling knowing that you're still pretty. Just like how women will compliment other women, be like, oh, I look, just like, oh, you look nice. To be like, oh, thank you. The stranger just told me I look nice.
That's the reason why I would say, if that's a good feeling, then what feeling do you get from your boyfriend or your husband telling you the same thing? That's the reason why I say that, because that would make him, he would probably ask that question too. And in his mind, he probably saying the same thing I'm saying. Oh, so you don't get that feeling when I tell you that? You don't get the feel, you don't get that feeling. You get a better feeling from a stranger telling you you look good than from your own husband telling you you look good. And the worst thing to me is some of the women saying some of the things that they've been saying. I don't really fault nobody for being on her side, but at the same time, the reasons that they have for being on her side, I'm going to be honest, it's kind of stupid. It's kind of stupid. Like some people, I looked at the story, because you sent me the, I think you sent me the story. No, I sent you the story. But the story I sent you, I looked, I read the article and I went all the way to the bottom and looked at the comments. Mm-hmm. And I saw people, first of all, people, stop looking at a situation and looking at people being upset at a situation or having an opinion on a situation and only looking at half the situation. I see people looking at half the situation talking about, oh, it's crazy that people are upset with Aisha Curry for saying that she don't want groupies around her husband. Like, that's not why people are upset. That's not why we're not upset. That's not why people are talking about her. That's not why people saying the things that they saying. Like, I don't mean those. That's not what anybody is calling controversial. I'm pretty sure 99.9% of the people on this planet and maybe a few animals probably agree with that statement. If I'm with somebody, I don't want nobody of the opposite sex circling around them. I don't want that. But where the problem comes is when she turns right around and says, oh, well, but I get zero attention from guys outside of my marriage, so I'm wondering what's wrong with me. What's wrong with you? You married. That's what's wrong with you. What you mean? That is exactly what's wrong with you. You are married. Should be no concern for what other guys think about you. Should be no concern about what kind of attention you get from other guys. What kind of question is that? What kind of statement is that?
To me, I would just go off of the confidence perspective, mainly because no matter how high you are or what tier you on, you do fluctuate with your confidence, no matter what you have. Even freaking Beyonce said that she struggled with her self-esteem at times, and it gets hard. It gets hard. So there's no problem with, I don't know, just wanting a, to me, I don't find it harmful to be like, hey, I just want a compliment, like, and it's not coming from some, and I know that, because I would know that, okay, from my significant other, Steph Curry, the lovely husband, but I hear it so many times, sometimes it loses the feeling, but you just want to know that you still got it, or you still look pretty. You still look great.
Then I don't want to see no women with that. I don't want to see no more women talking about, well, guys just do that. That you still got it excuse? No, because guys been doing that too, and then women get pissed off. Why you want to know if you still got it? You with somebody, you in a relationship. You don't need to know if you still got it.
She didn't go to a club. She didn't go to a club looking for it. She didn't go for a club looking for it.
It's just as bad. She got on TV, not a whole country. No, she wonders why she don't get attention from other guys. The whole country knows.
The whole country knows. She said that she wasn't looking for it. She just said it. It wasn't something that she's like, hey, guys.
Man. Then why was it brought up then? If she's not looking for it, then why was it brought up? If she didn't want attention from other guys, why was it brought up?
She said it specifically that she's not asking for attention.
But I didn't say she was asking for it, but at some point she wanted that attention and she wasn't getting it. So she was wondering why she didn't get it. I'm not saying that she wants it now. She wasn't on the show saying she wants that attention. But she was, at some point, she wanted attention from other guys. Like, she wanted it. You have you can't, nobody can deny that that's what she wanted at some point. So if she wanted that attention at some point from other guys, then what did she want it for?
Like I said before, the only answer where I would be able to give would be for self-esteem. For affirmation.
You need affirmation and you married. You need affirmation that you look good to somebody and you married.
You need affirmation for a lot of things. I'm just
you see how ridiculous that sounds? That sounds ridiculous.
I'm just saying this, like, you can still, there could be times that your husband not telling you you're pretty. There could be times that you could doubt your very core of the fact of how you look. Y'all could be married for 15 years. At some point in time of being told, okay, you don't look pretty, or not even getting told you look beautiful.
But this is not Beyonce. This is not some regular woman. This is Aisha Curry. This is the same woman that has pretty much talked down to other women about how they act or how they dress. And now we're supposed to have some kind of sympathy for her saying that, oh, well, she probably got self-esteem issues. I feel like when she come out and say that she got self-esteem issues, that's when I believe that she got self-esteem issues. Until then, ain't nothing wrong with her ass. Aside from disrespecting her husband. Like, no. I'm not accepting no excuse for what she said. No. I'm still asking the same question and waiting on somebody to give me an answer. Why do you care that you're not getting no attention from other guys? Why? And then why say that and then turn right around and say, but I don't want my husband to get that attention. I don't like when my husband get that attention. But you wondering why you don't get that attention. There's no way anybody can really come up with a legitimate answer for that. There's no way. And I saw a friend of mine put on my on the post that I made on Facebook saying that he said the same thing you said about remember when you used to play ball and your mom would come out and say my baby can play and it don't feel the same as when you go to the gym and a stranger say that dude can play or something like that. It's not the same. It's not the same. That is totally not the same.
Well, mainly because they're going to say at the kind of their heart regardless. They're going to just automatically love you unconditionally. That stranger's not going to automatically love you unconditionally. They don't have to say the nice words that they're going to say. They don't have to say that. They don't have to look at you and be like, they could just be look at you and go, oh, she went outside. But having someone look at you, male or female, I'm not even just going to be like, oh, for guys, male or female. If I get a compliment from a girl, that's a good feeling, regardless.
I get that it's a good feeling. Having sex is a good feeling, but you shouldn't do it with somebody outside of your marriage. That don't make it okay because it's a good feeling.
I'm not saying that you should.
What I'm saying, y'all, I've seen women all day today excusing it just because, oh, it's a good feeling when somebody tells you you look good. Okay, but that don't excuse it. It's still wrong. And it's still disrespectful. Still. I'm going to start, like, if it's okay for women to use that excuse because Aisha Curry did this shit, then okay, the next man that go cheat on his wife, okay, man, I'm going to be 100% behind him. And as soon as somebody asks, I'm going to be like, hey, man, you just don't know. Having a woman have sex with you is a good feeling. It's a good feeling when somebody when a woman lets you have sex with them.
That's
pretty much what you just said.
No.
Like, I get that somebody tell you look good is a good feeling. I've had it happen to me while I've been in a relationship. A woman outside of the relationship I'm in tell me, you look good, or you handsome, or you sexy, or something like that. That don't mean I'm finna show her any kind of play or show her any kind of attention And it don't mean it's okay for me to do that just because it's a good feeling. I say thank you and move
she
on.
Never,
I
she never said
personally.
She never said she was gonna give any attention to anyone else.
I didn't say she said that. I didn't say she said it. I didn't say she said it.
You're practically indicating the fact that
no, I know. I'm not saying she said it. But my thing is, like I said, it don't mean I just say thank you and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, if I'm in a relationship with somebody, I'm not wondering if ain't no other women giving me no attention, but I'm with somebody and I want to be with this person. I'm not wondering why ain't nobody else showing me no attention. I got who I want. If another woman call me ugly, okay, that's fine. I got who I want. She think I look good, so that's fine. You can think I'm ugly all you want. Make it easier for me to be faithful. That's fine. So I don't get that. Especially from somebody like her. I don't get that. I don't. Like I said, unless she got some kind of self-esteem problem, which I honestly don't think she has.
That's the only reason I would say. And since you don't think so, because I'm not prepared. Other than that, I wouldn't
say that.
I do think that it is disrespectful, honestly. I would say that it is disrespectful. I would just go based on my perspective. Based on my perspective, it would be purely self-esteem.
But see, that's an out. That's an out to me for women to use in this situation to be on her side. Like women are using their past experiences in relationships with guys as an excuse to be on her side with this. And it's still wrong. Because let Steph Curry had come out and said that. Like, I don't get any attention from females outside of my marriage. And it makes me wonder what's wrong with me.
I feel like that. I doubt that. If he said the same thing, he said my wife gets so much guy attention, I look and see if am I attractive? Is there something wrong with me? I'm pretty sure there'll be women out there saying, Steph, you look good. Don't worry about it. Man, you're hot as hell. Blah, blah, blah. Like, because I'm just honestly, if the roles were reversed, I'm pretty sure women would still be like.
It would have been women with picket signs outside that man's house. It would have been outside Oracle Arena after every game. Ticket sales would have went down.
There would be either there's two halves. There would be two halves to make that whole.
The only women that would have been on his side or would have been trying to affirm to him that he looked good would have been ones that just standing up waiting on him and her to get a divorce. so they could get him. The only ones would have been like, yeah, you look good. You shouldn't doubt how good you look. You're not doing the only one. Nobody else would have done that. Everybody else would have been protesting. Everybody else would have been like, ah, he should be fired. How dare you? You just want a license to go and cheat. You probably cheating already. Come on, man. Come on. There is no way Steph would have been able to get away with saying something like that. No way. Absolutely not. Because it's already perceived that every basketball player cheats on their wives anyway.
Well, only mainly from the basketball shows. All those basketball shows.
She should have just not have said it. She shouldn't have said it. I don't understand why she said it, but if she was gonna say it, she should have said that to Steph. Talk to him about that.
She probably said that often. We don't know. It's a talk show that feel comfortable at that table that they feel comfortable that they let everything out. And I'm pretty sure that
they're talking to Steph and Steph didn't tell her, hey, don't say this. This conversation stays here. Don't say this to nobody else. I can't see that. I really can't. Like, this whole, I can't, like, this, I can't believe that people don't look at how he may feel about this. I'm a pretty open dude when it comes to relationships, meaning I don't have a problem with my girl having guy friends or something like that, especially if I trust her. But and my girl ain't finna be walking around talking about I don't get no attention from other guys, and I wonder why. Bitch, why are you wondering why? Why do they matter? Them niggas don't matter. They don't care. They don't mean nothing. I thought you was with me. I thought you wanted my attention like that. Why you want these other guys' attention? What's the I'm still asking that question. Everything I say about this situation leads me to ask this question. Why does she want other guys' attention? Why? I thought that's what women didn't want. Like, I thought women did want guys to continue trying to talk to them when they know they're in a relationship with somebody. I thought y'all didn't want that. Now all of a sudden it's about positive affirmation and making sure that, you know, lifting your mood and your I can't even think of the word. your self-esteem, raising your self-esteem and shit. Now it's about raising your self-esteem. When before it was just a bunch of guys trying to holler at you, and he knew you got a boyfriend or a husband. He just some dude trying to holler at me. He probably just wanted sex. He probably just trying to get in my pants. Like, now everybody talking about, oh, well, she's trying to make sure she probably got low self-esteem. She's trying to, she want higher self-esteem. She want to
feel beautiful. Getting a 70. Like, this
it's not how many, man, that's.
It is. For me, I'm like,
that's bullshit.
It's not bullshit because
that's
at all.
Bullshit. She married.
Yeah, she is married. She is married. The same thing, like, her husband's married, and her husband has a whole bunch of groupies, like she said, getting thrown at him.
Do you know that she had, you know that woman that used to look at him during them playoff games? You know what I'm talking about? That model?
No.
You used to see her in all the memes and stuff? Okay. So there was a woman who, she looked good as hell now. I think she was a model or something like that. She used to stare at him. She had like either courtside seats or almost courtside seats for the games. And there are pictures of her in memes and stuff where she would stare at him with her finger in her mouth and looking at him all sexy-like and stuff. And people would joke about it, like, oh, well, look at the stuff he had to go through during the game. Like, you know, he faithful. He ain't even making eye contact with her and stuff like that. And I don't know how true it is, but I'm gonna take it on faith right now. Say that it's true. Aisha Curry had her banned from the game because she was doing it.
That's petty.
And so. I say, hey, why ban her from the game? All she doing is making sure his self-esteem is high. She just helping to raise his self-esteem. The man just got off the court, he probably missed two free throws or something. Raise his self-esteem to give him a sexy look.
Oh, God, that's funny. I wouldn't have, man. Like, to me, kudos to Steph for completely ignoring it. But for the fact that he's ignoring it and he acknowledged it and just passed it, I applaud him. That's all I say. Like, I don't.
It can't be there, but it's not going to be the same for a guy. It wouldn't be the same for a guy. Like, no. Women can throw themselves at stuff and she don't like it. So she don't want nobody throwing themselves at him. She don't want nobody complimenting him and all this other stuff. But she is allowed to wonder why she don't get attention from other guys. Like, it's a double standard. It's a double standard. I'm not saying he should be allowed to do it, but you got to show some type of consistency. And she is not showing any. Like, no, she's not. And I'm still wondering why. Why? And self-esteem is not a good enough answer for me to answer the question of why she cares about attention from other guys outside of her marriage. There's a reason they're outside of their marriage, because she's with the person that she wanted to be with. They got 3 kids together. So that should be the only attention you should even be caring about. Like, I get that she probably noticed that she don't get no attention, but why let your thought process go beyond that? Like, other men don't even try to talk to me no more. Oh, well, let me go to this game, cheer my husband on. Like, why would your thought process go past that? Why? As a married woman. As a single woman, I would get that. As a single woman, I would get that. But a married woman, you married.
I'm like, I can't help. I don't know. I'm not married. I'm single, so I wouldn't be able to be like, yeah. I get the fact that it's because I would think it would be really rude either way. I think it's completely rude and disrespectful that she did say that. But on the other hand, to me, I can get it. But since self-esteem is not a good enough answer for you, I wouldn't
because
know
what she has displayed. She has displayed, it's not a good enough answer for me, because she has displayed no self-esteem issues. Nor has she come out and said that she has. I understand self-esteem issues aren't always displayed, but she has neither displayed any self-esteem issues, nor has she said, or anybody around her said, that she has self-esteem issues. So I'm not going to let nobody, that's not a good enough idea, that's not a good enough excuse for me, because it's not an excuse. It's an assumption. It's an assumption that people are just going to be pulling out of thin air. She ain't showing no sign. There's nothing about her or anybody that's around her personally that says she has self-esteem issues.
No one would say she has self-esteem issues because she's in a public eye. You would never want anyone to know that you have self-esteem issues, especially if you're going to games all the time.
If she got self-esteem issues and she don't want nobody to know, I'm going to put this as nicely as I can. It's not directed at you. It would be more directed at her. If she got self-esteem issues and she don't want nobody to know, she need to shut the fuck up then.
Shut your ass up.
Somebody invites you on a talk show, don't take your ass nowhere.
God, that's funny.
You can't have it both ways. You can't have self-esteem issues and be everywhere talking about your damn relationship. Especially when your self-esteem issues are related to your relationship. You can't. That's why I don't think she got self-esteem issues. I don't think she got self-esteem issues. She just said some shit that she shouldn't have said. She really needs to sit her ass down and shut the fuck up anyway with the shit that she done said in the past. Self-esteem issues or not. With the shit that she done said in the past, she needs to go somewhere and sit down. Let other people live their life and stop getting on TV telling other folk what they should and shouldn't do and all this other shit. Because she said a while back, when she take her clothes off, because she said she don't dress revealing like that in public and stuff. That's part of the comments that I was saying that she said before. She was talking about, she was kind of talking down on women that well revealing stuff when they go out and shit like that. And she said that when she do it, it's only for her husband. If she gonna wear some revealing, it's just for her husband's eyes and not for nobody else's eyes, which I get. But you can't say that about your clothing and that just being for your husband's eyes, but then you turn around and wonder about other guys who don't have your husband's eyes. Why? That's why I said
Yeah, that sounds like a double standard. That's
right. Thank you.
That's a double
standard. That's a double standard.
That's a double standard.
It is a double standard. That's why people say the things that they say about her. That's why if you feel like every time a woman come up and post some in her favor, talking about, well, self-esteem issues, and she, you know, she just want to make sure she still got it. It just all sounds like bullshit. I'm letting y'all know right now, any woman that's listening to me right now that does not agree with me, 9 times out of 10, whatever reason you tell me or anybody else as to why it was okay for her to think this way or for her to say it, 9 times out of 10, it's bullshit. It's complete bullshit. Because if a guy did it, you'd be ready to kill that man. Crucify that man. If Steph Curry said that shit, you'd be ready to crucify that man. Especially doing Aisha Curry like that. Y'all would be like, oh my God, she get this man whatever he want. She looked good. She gave the man 3 kids. She don't never say nothing crazy. And then he turned around and wondered about other women. Oh my God. All men ain't shit. Ain't no man shit. All men are dogs. All this, or whatever shit women be saying by all guys. Whatever the fuck. Like, I'm almost 100% sure that's what would have been said. Like, it's bullshit. She should not have gone on that show and said this. She could have left it at, I don't want groupies around my husband. End. Like, period. End of sentence. She should have just left it at that. Just leave it at that. Your husband, forget everybody else in the world. Your husband doesn't want to hear about you wondering why you don't get attention from other guys. Your husband don't want to hear it. Like, any, and I'm saying your as in like a, like in general. Mm-hmm. Any man in that situation don't want to hear about his girlfriend or his wife talking about other guys in that way. Talking about why, talking about she gets zero attention from other guys. Any other man that's with that woman is gonna walk to her and go, why you care about that? Why you care about other guys? I thought you was with me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she would have said the exact same thing to him if he said that. Like, why do you care?
Exactly. If he'd have said that, she would have said the same thing. Why you care about other women? Why you care about getting attention from other women? To be honest, it probably would have been worse. I feel like everybody, I feel like especially with athletes now, everybody feel like all athletes cheat. It's just a matter of time before they get caught. Especially after Tiger Woods got caught cheating with all them women he cheated on his wife with. Because at the time, people thought Tiger could do no wrong. I mean, it came out that he had been cheating on his wife all this time with all them women, so many women. At the time, people was like, hey, if Tiger cheating, everybody cheating. Nobody thought Tiger was cheating on his wife. Nobody. So it would have been worse for Steph. It would have been much worse. That probably would have been grounds for divorce. if he had just said that.
Yeah. Especially how dramatic she is. I'm pretty sure.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that would have been like, nope, something's wrong. Time to...
And I feel like some of these people who are defending her are saying that, are defending her because they model what they want in a guy or what they do in relationships and when they dating and stuff like that after what she says and does. So they're not ready to admit that she did some dumb ass shit. So they're like, no, it was nothing wrong with what she said. If you got half a brain, you see clearly what is wrong with what she said. Clearly.
I mean, I wouldn't know if there's something wrong or if there's not something wrong, couldn't say. Just going based on my perspective. And if there is something going on, She should at least let it known.
I'm not her and I'm not Steph, but I am a guy and I have been in relationships before and I know I don't want nobody, I don't want no woman I'm in a relationship to sit there with. I don't want any woman I've ever been in a relationship with. Like, if I'm in a relationship with a woman, I don't want them saying that shit. That, now you talk about self-esteem, that's going to fuck up my self-esteem.
I feel like that's most likely the last thing I would ever possibly say if I was in a relationship. If I was in a relationship, I don't think that would leave my mouth unless there was something wrong with the relationship.
Right. Absolutely. And whether it's actually something wrong with their relationship or not, we don't know. But I know other people are going to be looking at their relationship like, oh, there's got to be something wrong. He can't be doing something. He can't be doing what he's supposed to be doing if she wondering why she not getting attention. She pointed out the fact that she's not getting attention from other guys and wondering what's wrong with her. That's the thing that got me. Why does something have to be wrong with you if you're not getting attention from somebody outside of your husband? Why does it have to be something wrong with you? I would assume that there's something right going on.
There's something right going on here, but...
Right, that's just me. I would assume that, okay, well, maybe all is right in the universe.
All is well.
Because if I got the person I'm supposed to be with, like right now, if I got a wife, she's rich. Let's say she playing the WNBA. She got money. We done had 2 or 3 kids. Because of her, I got my own podcast that's pretty much because of me being in the spotlight with her. and let's say no other woman is trying to get at me. Every woman I meet is just nice and platonic and just, hi Larry, how you doing? And you know, she might have a bunch of guys going after her, but I know she ain't got eyes for nobody but me. And I'm not getting no attention from no other woman at all. I would not assume there's something wrong with me. Why would I assume that? I don't get that. I don't get why. I don't know if she was thinking about those choice of words or what, but she literally said, I don't get attention. I get zero attention from guys outside of my marriage. And I wonder, it makes me wonder what is wrong with me. Why do you have to feel like there's something wrong with you? Because you don't get attention from people you're not supposed to be getting attention from anyway.
Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
It's better for her to elaborate on that.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure she's going to come out at some point in the next few days and backpedal. And, oh, but I meant this. I said this, but I meant this. Y'all took it out of context, or y'all didn't let me finish, or whatever. Whatever bullshit she's going to come out to try to stop the bleeding. I don't know.
As long as she say something, that's it. As long as there's words said.
There's nothing she can say. The damage has been done.
Well,
the damage has already been done. She said what she meant. And she thought it was okay. She thought it was completely fine. So. But I'm going to let that be our episode for tonight. This episode is going to drop with our other normal episode, the previous episode. So y'all gonna get a 2-for-1 this week. For some reason, I've been trying to post in the group on Facebook, but for some reason, it won't let me post anything to the group or share anything to the group. So trying to see what's going on with that.
Telling you.
But I know.
A group and not a page.
I know on this this discussion, I made a post on my personal Facebook page, and I got a lot of people that discussed it, that gave a lot of feedback on it and stuff. Just to let y'all know, if I post something, it's not necessarily my own views. Like, whatever is said in that post, if it's a photo or something like that, it's not. Those are not necessarily my views. I know I posted a funny meme about Aisha Curry in regards to that post. That what was said in that meme is not my own. It's not necessarily my own views. So a lot of people get on there and start talking to me like I feel the way, I feel the same way that whatever the feeling was in the post, and they start coming at me, and I had to tell them, no, don't come at me. I just posted that just so y'all could talk to each other to see just how y'all feel about this subject, to see if we can talk about it in the podcast. And I like everything that whatever. If you comment on a post I make, I'm going to like every comment that you make. So if you get a like from me, it doesn't mean that I like what you said. I just like the fact that you said something. That's it. I ain't on nobody's side right at that point. I just appreciate you for making a comment and caring enough to discuss it. Because that's what I want. I want people to discuss. Yeah, thank you for participating. That's what that like is. Thank you for participating. That's all it is.
Thanks for your participation. You get a participation like.
Right. Thank you for listening. And we'll see y'all next time some bullshit pop off in the news. See y'all later.
Peace.